I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So Wake Up with Michelle Miche, the place to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, Radiant Lights. Hello, everyone. How are you today? Oh, if you're new to the program, welcome. It's great to have you here. I hope it resonates, brings you some awareness, upliftment. Let me know. If you are new to the program and you have a question or a comment, you can ask in the chat room. You just need to register through BTR or Talk Radio. And if you're waiting on the phone lines and you have a question or a comment or want a reading, please press 1 on your keypad. And the number to get in the queue is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. We have later on with us, I'm going to see if he's coming in around 12:45, Paulo D'Oro, who's an artist, a wisdom teacher. We're going to be diving into what are the consequences of transformation, right? Believe it or not, there are consequences of everything. So pretty amazing. So I wanted to just share a little bit of how to keep getting in contact with me, because some of you have emailed me or messaged me through social media. And just to let you know, I really don't check the Facebook Messenger because it's just so spammy. So the best way to get in touch with me is either info@soulplayground.life or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And that's awakeningspodcast@gmail.com for all things awakening, topic suggestions, questions if you want answered on air. And you can always go to soulplayground.life, also my website as well. You can also connect with me. I do on YouTube, my Soul Awakening YouTube channel, Soul Awakening with Michelle Miche. I do answer every comment. Love reading all the comments from everyone and sharing. Well, this last few weeks, I mean, the sharings were just amazing. Very, for some people, very revealing, very honoring, really showing your transformation. And then also you can connect with me on Patreon. I have Patreon.com/Michelle Miche or Soul Awakening with Michelle Miche, and I do have a monthly group that we meet there based on spiritualism and metaphysics, and I post regularly there with updates and guidance and tools, as well if you're doing the Soul Path Journey with Michelle, we do meet monthly, and we just started in September, so we're just getting going. Building a good foundation. Again, the call is 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122, plus 1 on your keypad. Not sure what's going on with the chat. So, like I said, we're going to talk about the consequences of transformation, and really you could say the consequences of transformation and awakening. So we will be diving into that. I do want to touch upon a few things. Very interesting. See, the chat is funky right now. Okay. Sorry about that with the chat, everyone. I'm going to see if I can open it in another. All of a sudden, there's been these bizarre tech things that have happened. Beyond, I think, Mercury and Mercury retrograde and Mars retrograde. So let's see, waiting for Blog Talk. Okay, so some of you I see are not in the chat. You're having to listen by phone. So let's see what we can do about this. If I can try with another browser. Yeah, it's not letting me open the chat. Let's see if Sadie can ask the producer. I do want to give a appreciation just to Sadie, our producer, is amazing, and also Jen and Joe's that work with me. Can you open chat? Let's see if they can. It was open on my end, but not working now. So I guess we'll get to callers and see what's going on. Yeah, it's just not. It's waiting, but it's the chat. So, okay. We shall see what's going on there. So, obviously, if you're this show is international. I'm international, lived all over the world, relatives all over the world. But I am based in the United States. So, I know people are buzzing about what's happening with the election, what's going on, what does this mean? A lot of people have been asking me about some of the things that I predicted that's already come to pass or coming to pass, and concern and worry about things like civil unrest and that kind of thing. One thing I would just say is expect what we have right now, and even with the uncertainty of who our president is or will turn out to be, which I think everybody kind of knows who it's going to be, but what the process is really that Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, especially Saturn holding everything there, Pluto bringing that deep transformative energy to restructure. And Saturn is about building structures in a stronger way. Pluto is about the cleansing, the clearing. Pluto is about transformation. Uranus and Taurus. Also, changes on the earth plane, changes how things freedom. And of course, we have Mercury and Mars retrograde. We're still in the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So we have, sorry about that with the chat. I do not know what's going on. And I know so many of you. Oh, Sue. Thank you, Sue. Mercury. So it's not just my browser. Sue just sent me an email. Blog Talk seems to want to let Mercury retro go. Does not seem, yeah. I always find it's worse in the shadow period, to be very honest. Hopefully you guys can listen by phone. Let's see. I also did text Sadie. Oh, let's see if it works. Okay. So it's not just my browser then, I guess. Let me just try another one. I tried it another in Safari, and it's not even letting I click and nothing happens. So I guess normally that you are in the chat, which I love the chat. The chat is so grounding. That sacred space of empowerment room is so grounding. But it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't surprise me by what's been going on. Questions or comments, you can call in. Press 1 on your keypad, 347-539-5122. Okay, so I'm trying to look and see if I can set it up. Let's see if I open another browser and launch. Well, I guess it's not going to let us do it. Okay. Yeah, it just says it's waiting for Blog Talk. Sorry, those that are normally in the chat. So I had an interesting situation come up that I really realized, and I think it's kind of a tune-in moment, that sometimes our messages that we get, we might get a go-ahead on something, but it's actually to bring more clarity and more understanding to yourself and to where you stand or what you're about. Not even a stand, because when we stand for something, a lot of times that invokes the opposite. That implies an opposite. So maybe it's how you're presenting, how you're showing up, what is of resonance to you. I think that if we keep things more energetically right now, it brings a lot more. Well, you can always email, like Sue, Okay, Sue said she'll still be out there listening. Okay, so I hope everybody else is able to listen. Again, if you want a reading or to chat, press 1 on the keypad. So in regards to the election or what we see right now in the world, which is bigger than politics, it's really about the race consciousness or the mainstream consciousness, which is holding the resonant frequency, which means whatever we have in the world has to have a predominance of resonance to it, has to have the vibrational frequency, the wavelength, vibrational frequency, the tone, however you want to describe it, in a preponderance. In other words, it has to be the majority of the energy until there is a shift. Right, until there's some kind of tipping point or critical mass. It's funny, one of my clients last night said, aren't we there yet? And I said, absolutely not. Many are, but not yet enough. So again, the more that we can get out of that extremes of polarity within ourselves and in our lives, we do affect the whole. You know, not that this is anything rotten, but you see this with fruit, like, or lettuce. You ever have lettuce, you know, especially packaged, that it takes a while for the whole package or all of the fruit, you know, from the oxidization to start going bad. It just starts with a few, right, until it catches hold, or a spark of fire. You know, a little spark, and then there's a small flame, or the spark might be there for a while smoking, and then something triggers. Is it natural combustion, or is it something from the outside environmentally that causes a triggering? And then there is the, you know, the fire starts raging. So being that we're consciousness made manifest, we are consciousness made manifest, we manifest and or create at the frequency rate, vibration, and this is really important, and emotional tone of our consciousness and the awareness from this level of consciousness. So in other words, if we're stuck in the beta realm, beta consciousness, which is the level of news. It's the regular old everyday mundane consciousness. It also is the area of worry thoughts is beta. Or when we manifest something from the alpha-theta state, there's a different experience, right? So it's not saying one is good or bad. One is just more ideal, perhaps, or more from the all that is. One is more undiluted, God, source, spiritual energy, higher frequency, which means less dilution, right? Less distortion. We can see it with Wi-Fi and things like that, right? Because if I have a lot of interference or I don't have, if my Wi-Fi isn't strong enough, it's going to, which happens, it goes in and out. Or there's a lot of others using that frequency, right, that those waves, then it dilutes. It's not as strong. So when we, the worry, when you're in that worry or lower level frequency, there is more division, right? Because there's more separating out. The closer you get to source energies, you're in more oneness. There's less dilution. So we invoke the opposite on the 3D, or rather, really it's 4D, earth plane. We always invoke the opposite. The more that we're in the beta consciousness, we are going to invoke more of the opposite. The more we're into struggle and strife or worry or anxiety, and again, these are human conditions or emotions, but it's living from that place continuously or constantly that leaves us at that lower level, the binary or the extremes of the polarity plane. So once we start acknowledging and bringing the unifying force, we no longer stay stuck. We're no longer in the extremes of polarity. We create a third way or a middle way from the unifying force of the all that is, which is love, right? That unifying force of the all that is. So we're being nudged, you know, flowing to coming more from that space, coming more from that place, place, space, you know, less of the positioning. So what happens as we're awakening and as we're transforming, there's consequences. There's ways that we now have to experience and express life. There's ways that we now have to show up aligning to our truth. But also we may have to meditate. We may have to tune in. We may have to pause to know what that truth is, because it is a truth that's unfolding. It may not be an apparent truth. It may be a truth that needs to unfold. All right, let's get to callers. That number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad, 347-539-5122. Hello, welcome to the program. You're on air.
Hello? Yes, thanks for taking my call. How are you doing? My name is Tim.
Good, great. From hi, Tim. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm working on bringing some new stuff in, some abundance and shifting some things. So I'm trying to do the work consistently, which I was always a start and stop, but I'm meditating, asking guides for assistance, trying to up my frequency so I can attract these things. Not trying, I'm upping my frequency. Things have been lighter. I've been a little bit easier, you know. I was just curious if there's any messages or from spirit for me.
Okay, like this. And tell me your first name.
It's Tim. T-I-M.
Tim. I killed. Thank you. I didn't hear it. Okay. We're having some technical, but I'm not the only one. I'm getting emails and messages, and we're open on the iPad, two different browsers, and the chat is not happening. So let's see. Yeah, Tim. Now I feel you're positioned for some kind of breakthrough. Oh, you know, your key right now is follow through, follow up, discipline. And I don't mean discipline like, oh, now I got to do this, but like being a disciple of your own life, of what you believe and what you want to do. So it's the consistent effort right now that is going to cause this breakthrough. By the way, I feel that the breakthrough has to do something creatively. Does that make sense? Like a project or something you're starting on the side?
That would make sense. I don't know what that thing is or what it is, but I'm a great storyteller.
Yes.
I got this creative energy. I just haven't been able to figure out how to make that into something monetarily yet.
That's what it is. Okay. Let's see. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting people. I love this. I'm getting people emailing, calling. Because I can't get into the chat. So the energy is moving. It's moving. We've just got a little stoppage blockage here. So let's see. What will help you? Yeah, because it's definitely something with a new direction and a new path, and involving some kind of creative expression or creativity. So it could be something, the business, something you're adding to, or you said storyteller, maybe it's what you're going to do with those stories or how you're unfolding those stories. But I definitely feel you're on the right path by what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing and being shown. And that just keep doing what you're doing. It's you may even notice something shift, probably maybe even like even in the next couple of weeks, into this month, into December, you know, like mid-December, where, oh, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this now. So you've been in this prep phase. And just follow that joy, follow that bliss. Just follow what you're doing. Yeah, you're positioning for a break, and it's something that moves you forward in your life and moves you forward as a voice. That makes sense to you. It moves you forward as a voice. Your voice needs to be heard, is what I'm hearing. Okay? So I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. I will stay.
All right, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Keep listening. We've got great guests coming on. Our artist and wisdom teacher, we're going to be diving in also. And probably keep the phone lines open for readings also with Paulo, because he's quite a gifted intuitive as well. All right, Tim. Take good care. Hello, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello.
Hey, Michelle. It's Emily. How are you?
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I just wanted to thank you so much for all the videos that you've been doing. It's been so helpful and really inspiring. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for saying that. I'm going to be doing some more after the program and then in between my appointments. So I'm really get so much more information, too. So I'm loving it. So I'm glad you're loving it as well.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
So you gave me some insight a while ago during a reading, and it actually is kind of coming to fruition, which is cool. So I've taken a little bit of a different career transition, and I'm just wondering if I'm on the right track.
Okay, I love hearing this. Okay. Okay, they're saying yes, getting there, but there also seems to be something quantum leap, something new comes in that you're not quite aware of or sure of, or it might have been something you worked on before or thought about, and it's coming back around. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So that may change, that might alter, jog your path just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's an alignment. It's just a little bit of a different way. We're all kind of getting that in our own way, this different way that's showing up. But it's like you have to still be on the track, the big track or wide track, to get to the littler track, right? The track that's narrower, that's you know, if you want to do ballroom dancing, you have to go in the ballroom. So you're there. You're going in
right
there. But just expect there is going to be some kind of change that you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe I should do this. And then it kind of starts taking you. I just literally see this like light, this kind of laser light road where you turn and then it starts going up and up and up. By the way, I do feel there's something with performance, though. Does that make sense? Performing in a different way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
good,
exactly,
Emily.
What's happening.
It's good.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Amazing.
Keep us posted. You know us. We'll want to know.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Hello. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi. This is Katie. How are you?
Hey, Katie. Doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know what kind of question it is, but I'm having, I don't know if it's an energy question. So I moved to a new apartment, and I'm just having, I don't know if it's, I feel like this is the right apartment for me. Like I ordered a bed,
okay,
but I didn't try the bed on, like try this specific bed. I feel like it's too soft, like I didn't get my, I'm just having, like, it's not flowing. Like, I'm having, like, I'm going to pick out furniture. I'm not really seeing anything I like. And then they're saying, like, they're kind of backed up for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a very, and there's been actually even some inconjuncts if we look astrologically. We've got a very, Mercury to me is still retrograde. I mean, even though it went direct, we're in that shadow period. Which for me, mm-hmm, the beginning and the middle, never really anything. It's always at the tail end. Some of the people that were doing my tarot class, my Patreon, I had to actually re-record it 2 times. I did it once. It didn't, in the class, it didn't record. Then I thought, okay, I'm getting this to everybody. So after the course was over, I re-recorded it on Zoom. It didn't record. I went to go eat, had a little bit of rice pudding, gluten-free, and then I did the darn thing. I did it where I upload. So, yeah, there's a lot, kind of this energy of start, stop, or something starts and starts flowing and it stops. And I really do feel like it has to do not only the Mercury retrograde, but really more the Mars retrograde, because that's how we use our action, our energy. And you said, Katie, maybe this is a more energy. I have a friend that has moved twice right now within the last couple of months and maybe moving again. So, yeah, I would just say I feel like with you, it is a bit of these aspects, Mercury, especially Mars. However, I also feel there's something that you're meant to pause more and reflect to see. There's something changing within you. I don't know if you've noticed it. You know, sometimes you can see it's shopping, whether it's clothes or you're going to get food. You go for what you normally get, and it's good, it's healthy, it's fine. But then something tells you all of a sudden go for another something or another brand or something else. So I feel like with you, there's something else that is trying to, do you know what
get
it is?
My attention. No, because let me tell you, I ordered, with the bed, I got a Casper, and they're like, you know, they kept, you could return it. Now they're like, you could return it, but you have to buy a whole nother bed. I'm like, buy a whole nother bed? And then, I ordered a laptop from HSN, and they charged me for it, but this was my new address. They charged me for it, and then they said, it's a fraud alert. So I'm waiting. I'm like, where's my laptop?
God.
They canceled the order. So it's like, what is going on? I don't really know. I really, really don't know. But I'm trying to attract employment, and I'm trying to stay happy. But I'm like, I really don't have that much furniture. So it's like a to-do list, you know.
Yeah.
get this. Yeah, I'm trying to kind of just get settled. But it's just, I haven't had my
I feel like that with the furniture and the to-do, see if you can make things like a picnic. Make a little lightness out of this blockage. Because I do feel like in the next couple weeks, I feel like it's going to be like taking the lid off of something that's been cooking on the stove a long time, you know, how the steam comes out. I feel like that's going to happen for you. Look what's happening. I have literally three different browsers open. My laptop, I have two, and then on my iPad, can't get in the chat. The producer can't get in the chat. Other listeners can't get in the chat because they've been emailing me. I'm listening, but can't get in the chat. So there is this.
Yeah. Something going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
This pause point, and I feel like, honestly, because we are energetic beings, Katie, and this goes for everyone on some level, is that I feel like many of us have done this for a while, but now I feel like it's more living this way. We really have to tap into our energy. I mean, the way that the energy has shifted, you have to tap in and see, well, where am I at or what's really going on? Or if everything is stopped, do I try to make it happen or get frustrated, or do I just go get a tea or a coffee or call someone or have, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we're getting more and more soul-based, which means more and more is being based on resonance, not so much on our timing or our to-do list, but that there's more that's happening than the beta world, than our human. We're really being pushed to come from, honestly, the upper levels of existence and experience, the subtle energy the part of us that doesn't sit in a chair, you know what I mean? That doesn't sleep on a bed. We're being nudged to connect and respond to life more and more from that part of us. And so it's a little odd for the human part because it wants to put things in order and do things and get things done. And that's a lot of our accomplishment. So I get it. I mean, I just did the other day, I got all these last minute things, errands that I hadn't done. And I had things in my car, like drop this off here, take this here, pick this. And then I looked around and I said, my God, it all got done. Not in the way the old Michelle would have done it years ago, because I would like to get it all done in a day or a week, but it took months.
Yeah.
But I thought, are you noticing that as well?
Yeah, what I was, because so where I moved to, I used to live here, right, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But when I came, I just got everything's like, oh, I went to the furniture store, I got my furniture like the next day. Like everything just was happening. So this time they're like, oh, well, we're backed up for COVID and we might can't send it out to you for 4 weeks. I'm like, 4 weeks? Like, what do you mean? So
yeah.
I'm noticing that. And then I'm like, I don't even like this furniture. Like, it's not just happening.
Well,
so
see,
quickly.
That's what I'm saying. There's another part of you that's coming in that you, there's something else you're going to like better. And that's what I'm finding with all of the decisions. There's something else that is going to be better. There's something else that you're going to like better or that's going to suit you better, that's going to be more resonating. So
yeah,
in a way,
I want to have a vibe. Yeah, and
to have the vibe, we first have to vibe to it. So in a way, we're all awakening to this other part of ourselves. We're waiting for ourselves. Our future self is waiting for our other self in the past and the present to catch up, to respond. You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm getting?
So
you know what I'm getting from what you're saying? I want like kind of like white cloud, you know, that cloud beachy kind of furniture. So maybe I can get into that fun kind of vibe somehow, and maybe that can help me attract it.
Absolutely. And maybe even you paint some of it yourself or find it somewhere interesting and redo it. You know what I'm saying? More importantly, what you said is you're right. Once you're in that vibe, then it's easier to attract it. It draws it in. So that's what we're living more by, is being that vibe and then attracting it in.
You know what? I can do a lot. Like, I've been so stressed. Like, I got to get this. I got to get that. I really haven't just taken a pleasure. Like, I could just walk a couple of blocks and go get a nice cup of coffee. I could get a cute little donut.
Yeah.
I could send a little. Like, it's a lot of fun things I can do in my neighborhood. That every time I go outside, I'm just going to the store. And it's a huge park across the street with a lake. And I never sit down.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you
okay.
go, Katie.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's what
there you go. Because that's the vibe you want in your house. But to have that authentically, you have to be living that, right?
And you know, we have like a we have an office space, but it's only open during, say, office at like 9 to 6. But when I go in there, I feel energetically different, and I love it. I said, you know what? I'm going to start spending more time in here.
Okay. Follow that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Because I can say, what is going on?
Sometimes we get the message to do something, and then we get there and do it, and it's like, oh, would I get the message to do something else? But we needed those steps. We needed those first steps, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna just switch to trying to enjoy my neighborhood and what I have right now, and you know, everything will come. That's what I'm gonna try to just switch
Perfect.
To.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Oh, I love that. Okay, we're waiting. Paula will be on shortly, waiting for him to get here. Wow, that's so true. Sometimes you get a message of what something is, and then you follow through on it, and it's not it. It may be just releasing the old or moving through the old, you know, moving through what isn't, with what is no longer. In a sense. Oh, such is life. Okay, everyone. We're going to have Paulo come on a little earlier. Many of you know Paulo D'Oro. He believes we are all in service, as Amaji says. He's known many spiritual leaders and galactic travelers that continue to break through the old patterns. He helps assist in demystifying ancient dogmas to be used in our everyday life. Paulo is an artist, wisdom teacher. You can find a lot of his stuff actually on Instagram and Facebook. And I do believe if he still has a website, we will talk to him about that. Hello, Paulo. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello.
Aloha.
I'm glad to be here. Yes. I'm proud to be on the very best of the spiritual programs on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, all is kind of right and unfolding here. I don't know how long you've been in the queue, but the chat isn't working. I know a lot of times you're in the chat when you're going to be a guest. And so we've got a lot of tech stuff going on right now, a lot of stuff on the internet, a lot of, but we're here.
Yeah, it seems to be, yeah, right? Exactly, right. Things are sketchy, but the ones that come through come through, you know?
Yes.
You just have to take those windows.
I wanted to talk a little bit about you, just a little bit about your background, because I was looking through it from like beading, bead maker, painting, jewelry maker, jewelry designer, and then you also work with toys. Tell us a little bit, because we've had, before you got in the queue, a couple callers that talked about their own path or doing something new creatively. And then many are saying wanting to do something new creatively to, you know, make it part of their life, make it, you know, part of their not just fulfillment, but livelihood. And how did you become this prolific artist? How did you step upon that path? Yeah, and know that that was the right one for you.
I was very, very young. My father would take me to, he was a gambler, so he'd take me to groups of family that would gamble together, play cards together. And I was the only young child, and my aunt wanted to entertain me, so she gave me a bunch of her jewelry to play with. And I was fascinated. It was like a magpie. I was looking at all these gems sparkling at me. And when she came back to see how I was, I had taken everything apart, including her pocket watches and all of it. And I was rearranging it and playing with it all. And she was stunned. And my father was appalled that I ruined, he thought, well, I ruined all her jewelry. And she said, no, he's creating something of his own. And ever since she said that to me, and I was like 6 or 7, it stuck inside me. And I said, anytime I came into a place where I really felt new to this, or I didn't have any answers to this, I would sink there and go, you know what? I have my own answers. I have my own way.
Mm.
And then it's like when you buy a Toyota, you know, I'll use this reference. When you buy a Toyota, you know, you've never seen a Toyota on the road, but then when you buy one, you see all of your Toyotas. That one looks like mine. Oh, that one's like mine. You have to find and resonate with what your essence is, and it starts to come out through creativity. The Hawaiians say that everything that you do with your hands is spiritual. It's a spiritual way of connecting. Yes. So it's interesting. So everything I do with my hands is all that really resonates with me. I feel like even touching, I was touching people and meeting the, you know, I don't say that I heal them, but I give them the opportunity to heal themselves. That was through touch. And touch is really important. And I love tactile, and I love being able to touch. I think that's the most incredible one of our senses that I really, really enjoy. And it's something that I feel we are getting less and less in touch with, to use the pun. Because now, you know, the elders we are, that I am now, I'll speak for myself, is that in my day, and it sounded like my father or my grandfather talking, but in my day, you know, we talked to elders and they gave us information, the ones that had lived through these things. But now these kids are using their phone. They're using, you know, not that the information is wrong or right, but it's not, you're not touching it. You're not touching it. You're not touching things in the cyber world.
Yeah.
I'm sure every one of us has gotten something on the internet that we saw a photograph of, and when we got it back, we were disappointed or elated, but it wasn't quite what we thought we were going to get, right?
Yeah.
So it's that kind of world. We've got to realize that's the world a lot of, you know, these youngsters and younger people are in. That's the world they're in. We were ready to live in our world, and they're ready to live in their world. And that's something that it's really interesting to understand. They're wired different. They've been born with computers. They've been born with more information and all of that. And it's interesting because in my life, it's more of a, I bring it back to the creativity because I bring it back to the world where it's something that I feel comfortable with. And I feel when I'm comfortable, I feel creative. I feel I can express. And I want to express joy, and I want to express love, and I want to express positivity. So that's why I create. I want to express the beauty that everyone be able to see in themselves. It was like, I think Maya Angelou said, you know, if we were able to see the beauty in the light, we would all be blinded by each other's light. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the most beautiful thing. And if I have to be on this planet at this time, or not have to, but I am, you know, I want to share the beauty and the light. I want to share the how beautiful this planet is. And I started to look at jewelry, and then I would look at one bead of the jewelry, and I decided, well, I'm going to learn how to bead. I'm going to learn how to take that one message on a string and circle the world with it. And that's the beginning of the communication of the world, was one bead. One bead has circled the world, and it was a cowrie shell. And it goes back, it dates back to, they don't even know. And it was the first thing that adorned anything, any being, was a shell. And they put it on. One said, oh, I like your shell. I've got two of those, you know. Well, I've got three. And it became a monetary unit, and it circled the globe. And it became we became one world with that one bead. And beads became prayers. They were the essence of living prayers. As you beaded with a bead and you strung the bead, you were praying. Just as you do today with the mantra beads and the 108 beads that you just pray with. Because that's the tactile, your touch. And actually, physically, when you're doing the physical movement what are they called?
The strands of the
prayer beads. Yeah. When you're doing that physically and you're praying each prayer, you're activating your thymus. You're activating your different organs by praying. It's interesting how things are all so connected. Also connected. Anyway, I digress.
Well, you said something because, and by the way, we will be answering questions. The number's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad. You said we one world. So it was this find, this artistic find. It's the bead has been used in adornment and jewelry.
Yeah.
But then you also say for exchange, there's been a value.
Exchange, monetary,
was a value.
Monetary
exchange, and went around the world. So I find it interesting that we're talking about this because right now there is such a fear of that idea of being one world, you know, which is kind of interesting to me because we are one world.
Well, yeah, I don't see others.
Right?
I mean, we do have different dimensions. There are different dimensions. But this world we're on is one. And I'm sure everyone now that, you know, the young ones and the others, the young ones below my age, have all, you have access to it now with your phone. You have your computer. You have access to this incredible, you're able to see this world right in your own space. So it is. It's one planet that I know of. And with this one world, when this bead traveled, every culture that touched this bead became beaters. They became part of the expression. So it's an amazing evolution of transformation of creativity. There's a sentence.
Mm-hmm. Transformation of creativity.
Really?
I love that. Well, and it's,
and
when you talk about that, there is this transmission right into the by what we create. We're transmitting.
That's why the prayer. It's a living prayer each time you create. Know that every time you create, whether however it's art, music, whatever the vessel is, it is a transmission and a creation, a manifestation of what is in your intent, in your prayer.
Yeah. And that I feel, I'm so glad we're having this conversation, Paulo, because that I feel once people start getting that, you become free. And what confusion is on the right, the outer world, the outside, what confusion or agendas that people, that's why the artist is the first one, the fringies, the outliers, the artists are the first one when there is some oppression that or attack. But the artist, I feel nowadays, is realizing or hoping that in the waking up, in the deep awakening, that they do have a certain power or empowerment in what they're creating, just by creating.
You know, that's true. There's a story about this filmmaker. She was a filmmaker a while back, a female, a woman. I can't remember her name. But anyway, she was very, very young. She was in Italy during Hitler times. And she was a very young little girl, maybe five. And they kept stressing that the fascists or the officers will be coming to visit their class, and it scared all these kids, you know, put them in fear. And so by the time they did show up to her school, it happened to be the day that she was supposed to speak in class. She was supposed to get in front of the class and speak. And she was so frightened, she got in front of the class, and because these officers, these German officers were there, she peed. She physically peed in front of the class. And everybody looked at her. And instead of being, like, embarrassed, and she realized at five how powerful she was, how powerful that everybody was focused on her. Lena Wertmüller. Lena Wertmüller. See, and yeah,
is that really?
I mean,
oh my God.
It's true. It's a true story.
Paula.
And this empowers this woman to become one of the first female directors and producers of movies. Yes.
Oh my God.
Isn't
I
that
love
something?
It. Okay, you want to know a bizarre, and you don't know this about me, but this is so bizarre. Use that example. She was five.
You were.
I did the same. Well, I wasn't obviously in Nazi Germany, but I did the same thing in second grade.
Oh, are you kidding?
And realize that how?
Oh my God.
Well, because they wouldn't in school, they wouldn't let us go to the bathroom, and until a certain time, and I really got pissed, literally pissed, and not only the kids missed, so I peed, and after that, because my mom, I got this note that no matter whenever I wanted to. This is the bright little starseed I am. So I got a note from the principal saying whenever I had to go, I just had to leave. I didn't even have to raise my hand. So when I get bored, and none of the kids got it. They're, oh, Michelle, you pee. I said, oh, yes, I did. Just trust me. I did it for a reason. But it got the attention of all the adults. So I got this paper. So whenever I got bored, I just go outside, and we had this like rose garden on the side of the playground. I would go sit there, and I'd go walk around, and if anybody said anything, I would just show it and say, I had to go to the bathroom.
Well,
I can't believe you.
I'll tell you something. When in my time, I went to a Montessori school in the beginning, but when I first went to a regular school, grammar school, I guess you would call it, I was in class, I've never had been around 20, 50, 100 kids in my life, and being psychic, I was picking up this one had a toothache, so I started having a toothache. This one had a backache, so I had a backache. By the time I got to my desk, I had all these aches and pains. And the next door little girl, she had big thick glasses. I couldn't see because I was picking up her energy of not seeing. And the teacher said, "Well, what's wrong with you?" And I said, "I've got to go to the nurse. I feel terrible." And so they brought me there, and they couldn't find anything. So they thought I was lying, and I got punished for that and all that. But every time I went to class, I couldn't. I wasn't physically able to do anything. So this one teacher, finally in my second class, he looked at me and he said, "Well, come here." And he took me out to the hallway and he said, "See this stairwell? I want you to paint this stairwell, however you want to paint it." And that's how I got through school. I just painted.
Ah. See, yeah. But ultimately, yeah, these things early on become part of the building blocks of how we're to experience and express through life here.
Yeah.
Paula, we've got some callers on the line. Let's see who's here. We've got it.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello, you're on air.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Oh, barely. Can you either turn your mic up?
Is she traveling?
Maybe shut the windows.
Hi, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Hi. I didn't expect to get through right away. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, hey, listen, chat's not working. There's all kinds of things behind the scenes that have been up, you know. So we're in this amazing flow.
Okay.
So what's your first name?
Nadia.
Nadia, hi, Nadia. Welcome.
Hi, I'm in Minneapolis.
Welcome.
Oh, okay.
Minneapolis,
and,
okay.
Been
there?
Yeah, currently traveling south on a little drive, and I was thinking about what I wanted to ask, and it was going two different ways, but I guess since travel seems to be coming to mind, I have been looking for a little place to rent, like a cottage or something, like in the woods or the country outside of Minneapolis, and then it became like anywhere in the state. And then it became like anywhere USA, and I was really just trying to find something that I resonated with, and I've been looking for like 3-6 months on and off. I would take different times on and off just because of what was going on in the world. Like, I was taking it really slow initially, and then George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis at the end of May, and my attention just turned to the city and not wanting to leave. And I felt like it wasn't right. And then at midsummer, end of summer again, I felt like I needed to return to that calling because I'm also an artist. I make music, and I feel like I've lived in different cities, and I get to a point where I'm just so overstimulated, and Minneapolis is a pretty small city. But I time and again, I feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. I've lived my life so I can rent a room from someone for really cheap. But now I just feel like I don't have a space of my own where I can create. Like, I'm a singer, I make music, and I really just need to, like, I'm just feeling like I need to hear no one else but myself. But I'm wondering why there's, like, obstacles in my way from finding this place. And I understand that it's a hard time to find a place, and I'm doing my best to be patient, but I feel like with winter coming, if I don't make a move in the next month, that I will be like grounded in Minnesota. And I'm sensing that Minnesota isn't where I'm supposed to be right now. But
I feel the same. You're not supposed to be there. It's not resonating with you. As far as your music, it resonates with nature. It resonates with nature. And so I feel like, you know, you might even think about going to the east, up, like, up toward Maine.
Okay.
I think those energies up there.
I was wondering about,
Asheville
area or south.
About where?
But I'm about the Asheville area or somewhere down south, like somewhere warm or the mountains.
Down south. North Carolina, South Carolinas. Nice energies, and it's not, you know, but for your energy and what I'm hearing about your ancestors is that the coolness will bring you inward, and you'll have the nature around you, and you can pull in that nature and manifest it in your music.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I feel
like you have
you're
two.
A people person,
yeah.
I feel, you know, and you'll be getting out and about. It's wonderful. But I feel like you're what you've prefaced is you want to get in touch with that inside you. And you're, you know, you border on a lot of Scorpio. So you're things that really you need to dig. You need to be very, very quiet to get in there and get into those messages.
Yeah, Nadia, what is your birth date?
It's September 17th, 1988.
Okay, let's see. Because I'm definitely getting you said 17th, right?
17th, yep.
I definitely do see you around the trees, and I feel like you're either on a lake or near a lake. I feel a smaller town. There may be two moves because I also feel there is a move with a partner that you have a partner now.
I do not have a partner now, no.
Yeah. So I feel I agree with Paul. I'm definitely see out of that area. Oregon, all I know is I see it's like kind of like bare trees, so I'm seeing kind of fall winter. And there's just a few leaves, but there's like leaves on the ground, but then some trees have a lot of greenery, and I am seeing this lake. Even on the coast of, I don't know, Michigan has those little coastal towns. I don't know that you're going to find, I feel like it's triggered by somebody that you meet or a group of people that you meet.
Okay.
I don't think you know yet. You haven't. And I know there's a lot of people in a similar position, but it's like it's you're not totally cooked yet, you know.
Right. I guess I'm just wondering if I could just make the decision before I'm totally cooked. Like, I feel like initially I thought I have to find the place before I go, and now I'm like, well, why don't I just go and maybe the information's along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said I think there's two moves. I don't think this first move is going to be where you end up staying. So if you feel called to experience someplace, because actually the energy of movement, let's see, is more. Yes, more next year. So you're in a bit of a holding pattern. You're still wrapping up things from the past, ideas. You're being, like, in a way, worked on. So I feel something is changing about where you would want to be. I mean, I could even see you in, even though I see water and I see a lake, I could even see you spending time, like, in Santa Fe or in New Mexico. For some reason, you're meant to be a bit more remote or mobile right now. It's shaking something inside of you so other parts can come through that I feel probably wouldn't necessarily. Two moves. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know what Paul is saying, but I feel like something you might not be yet satisfied or it's okay. And I definitely feel you meet some people, and especially there could be one person that they either live somewhere else or they're moving somewhere else. You may visit, and then you're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I do hear, like, co-op. There's something about an artist co-op that you're going to be a part of. Because I feel like you're meant to be on your own a lot, but also with community. I think Paulo said that, too, right? Didn't you say people person?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. And you can you're empathetic. You're empathetic. So you, as I was saying, how I felt all the pain as a child, you pick up a lot around your environment from the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you? Does that resonate with you?
Oh yeah, I'm wondering how to drop all kinds of pain that I don't even know if it's mine, but I just carry it around.
Yes.
But I don't know how.
yes. I'll tell you another reason I feel that, and because I've lived through it, and I'll tell you a solution that I found very effective. If you even if you do this in your bathtub or a pool, but if you submerge yourself when you're feeling this energy, in water. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, just dunking yourself in water. It will clear it up. It will clear it up. And the more you clear it up, the more you will know it's not yours. That's a big one for you, because I just feel like you mesh with so many people that you can become them, they become you, and your borders are your you know, you don't have these borders anymore. And now you're playing somebody else's story. And what I'm hearing in your heart is, your heart says, no, I want to tell my own story, and I'm not able to.
Yeah,
that's what
really
I hear.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I should be alone somewhere in isolation so I can hear myself.
I feel that.
That's only a part of you, Nadia. That's the issue, though. See, you have to be integrated, because you're being overwhelmed by the energies in the world right now, and you're around that George Floyd horrible tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're picking all that. So that part of you, but I don't see you living completely in isolation. I feel you need to dip there. You need to be able to go there. You know, maybe you end up having, I don't know, a yurt, a teepee, a cabin or something. But I do see you perhaps more nature, more, I don't know if I'd say rural, but not in the thick of things in the city. But mm-hmm. I also feel that your spirit guides are saying, your higher self, you do need community. You do need that support and that inspiration and bouncing ideas and collaborative. So I feel that part of what you're going through right now is because of the harshness of the world and what's going on and what's been in the resonant energy field. You know, the closer to you people are to an incident, we all feel it, but when you're right, it hangs in the air, you know. So with the closer you are to where something happened, there's a vortex that's laid there by what's happening. So you're being, you know, you're being affected by that as well. When I look, like I said, numerically, it's the changes for move, more permanency, more security are more next year.
Okay.
Probably around the summer, fall months. So you may be someplace for 6-8 months.
Okay.
Before the place that you actually go to opens.
I feel
is a little house or a little casita. See, that's the thing. I'm telling you, you're going to meet someone and they're, oh, so-and-so has this available or rent, or I'm on that property too, or my friend just moved out of this. Maybe get you some. I can see it. It's got like a little, it's like a little house. It opens. There's like these French doors, or they're kind of wood. I don't know if it's like a rosewood with glass pane. It opens out to a little concrete area, like a little porch, and then there's glass. There's a small little island. So the place is there. It's just, it's, you probably got another move, and then boom, then the opening happens. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yeah, thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
For connecting in. Keep us posted. We'd love to see. Yeah, love seeing how it all unfolds. All right, take good care.
All right.
Well, I was starting to see it really clear what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that I felt, you know, she needs to go into that one place where she can really connect inside first. And then all the rest will resonate. It'll all resonate.
Yeah.
It will.
Sometimes
it'll all manifest.
Parts of us, it's funny, I talked about it earlier on the program. Sometimes there's other parts of us that have to catch up, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? We've got another caller.
True.
This is Queen. Hello. Welcome. You're on Awakenings with Paulo and Michelle.
It is Queen.
Oh,
it is Queen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you so well. Welcome, Queen.
Wonderful.
Hello.
How are you both doing today? Hi, how are you? Hi there.
And I'm able to be here to help people is wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm really honored.
And I'm honored to have you communicate with me in this forum, this the number one blog talk show in the category.
Yes, yes, yes. Number one, the best.
Yes.
The best, Queen. Yes. We have good taste. We have very good taste, Queen.
Without doubt.
Yeah. Well, we're all co-creating this. That's the whole deal. We're all co-creating this.
Oh, I know.
Queen, what's
I
so
know.
Interesting, it had a lot of people, before Paulo came on air and now that he's on air, there's a lot of people with this awakening, this new next level of their creativity, soul expression, new jobs, projects, mostly creativity. There's a lot happening, the creativity, you know, focus.
And speaking of creativity, as I was listening to him reading some of the pages of my books, forthcoming books, as he was expressing through his words, I was chuckling. He was talking about the beads, the seed beads and the mala beads and the cowrie shells and the hands. I said, he's reading my book. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Really? Tell us, Queen.
Wow.
Really? Really?
Wow.
And that's a teaser.
Wow.
That's a teaser. But
wow,
again, still, I also remember one of the times, maybe the last time I spoke with you, I promised to give you a copy of my book because you triggered in me. It's not finished yet, but now you triggered in me something, and now you triggered in me something else that I had to remember that I said that. And with that said, my hands, as I was waiting to and listening, as I was rubbing my face with my hands and smoothing the lines that I wanted smoothed out with my powerful hands. What do you see for my writings and my hands?
What do I see for your writings and your hands? That's interesting. I feel like you'll be doing a lot with your writing and your hands. In other words, I feel you're in a place now where you've been collecting with your hands and things have been running through your hands. But I feel like they're becoming like a finer instrument. You're honing your acceptance. You're honing your in your heart, able to hold more and feel more. And deeper, it's more deeper. I feel that you've been holding the waves at the shore, but you're ready to hold the deep waters. You're ready to hold the deeper emotional parts of you and really get in touch with those parts of you and let that deeper waters run through those beautiful hands. And I feel like you express yourself with your hands. Your hands are this beautiful, almost transformative, like a moth, you can see through them. They're iridescent. And when you have the iridescence in your aura and in your life, it means you transform things. You change things from, they used to call the Elvis Presley a peacock because he would transform you and feel that transformation and bring the poison into beauty, bring those deep parts of you into beauty and let them fly. I feel you're going to be reaching a lot of people coming, and it's time. It's really time for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for those sacred words coming from the elder to the elders. I am grateful, and I won't forget you. The book will be forthcoming.
Yes. I can't wait.
Well, you know, there is this movement, not even just energetically, but to reconnect with the ancient wisdom and whether written or spoken, you know, the elders, the ancestors, those of just that have gone on before us that have already traveled this or traveled a few steps ahead, you know, 2 to 3 to 5 steps
right.
ahead, there is this need, especially for this level of transformation. You know, I've had quite a few people lately actually email and say, you know, I really want to work more with you or talk to you or be a part of the groups because there's so much out there now, and it's confusing. It's confusing on the internet. It's confusing. People are saying this and that. And I don't know about you both, but that's a real shift, because I feel there was for a while, in fact, we talked about it and joked about it on the show, that everybody that like took a course or a class all of a sudden now was an expert and didn't need to study anymore, which is definitely not how I was trained. But I see there's a shift away from that now, where people are really looking, where can I know more or go deeper? Where can I really get the tools that I can make my own decisions or empower myself? Where, so I feel like there is this movement, and because of that, you know, these forums are needed. These talks, like we're doing, the books, the recordings, the class, whatever, the passing on the knowledge, right?
Yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
and to be that beacon of light that we are, so that they can see us, to stop hiding.
And anything that empowers, and I'm definitely seeing it, I mean, on this program for sure, people are really stepping up for themselves and their life. I think this, all this, you know, current happening, pandemic, whatever, the whole enchilada of all of it, is people, I feel, are kind of starting to, this nuance of waking up now saying, oh, it actually is my life. I better, no matter what's going on externally in the government or with this group or that group, how is it impacting me? This is actually my life. I have to do something with it. I can't get caught up in, right? I can't get caught up in these other things, because they really do dilute your energy and pull you off course, you know?
Those are the tests.
Yes, right? Oh, queen, yes. You love it. Those are the tests. Yep. Little seeds are planted,
yes.
And you got to know, are those seeds rotten or ripe? Are they? Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. Or both. Yeah. Mm. Sometimes a little bit of both, and that's okay. Yeah. But been talking about also the consequences of transformation. What happens because we're transforming? You know, we are awakening. There's certain things that we just can't, won't, or will not do anymore, you know?
I think, that's so true. That's so true.
Right?
Very true. Well, it's as you become, as you're on this road of life, it's very interesting. Each time, as that changes, your perspective of time changes, and it does, you realize other things inside that need to be exercised, like certain muscles in your body you've got to use or lose. And so you begin to exercise different parts of your being. And, you know, you may not, you know, like a blind person, then their sense of touch and their sense of smell and heightens. Well, you need to bring that balance back eventually. You need to, the Navajo people told me, you will travel this circle of life, so therefore you will come back to where you began. And when you come back to where you begin, you have this opportunity. Do I come back to where I begin to start over as a child again? No, it means you have the ability now to tie up that circle inside of yourself, to get in touch with every aspect of yourself. You have that opportunity now to finish, to begin to know the end is coming. And to know the end is coming, and I can only speak for myself, it's a quote from a movie that I will quote. I can't remember the movie per se, but it's when one senses the end is near, an elder will come back as a fighting tiger. And that's how I felt all my life. I started out as this young, vibrant tiger, and I'm coming now again to this elder tiger, that don't mess with me tiger, don't get in my stuff kind of tiger. I'm not pushing forward, but now I'm receiving as a tiger, and it's a wonderful, it's like the mirror meets you, as above so below comes together, and it becomes manifest inside of us. And that's the transformation that's going on with everything, with the planet, with the universe, is we're seeing this mirror of ourselves. And now that mirror is becoming us, and we're becoming it. So that's the awakening. That's the transformation. The transformation is that we are the transformation.
Yes, absolutely. That's where a lot of the major, 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 major empowerment comes in. I talked about the beginning of the program. We're consciousness made manifest and have a level of awareness from that. We are this, whatever side or color or up or down or in or out, we are this.
That's right.
And we are the transformation. It doesn't happen without us. It doesn't happen from an exterior source. And ultimately it all happens through consciousness, right?
Right. That is right.
Yeah.
So bless us, please. Bless us, bless us, bless the planet with your love. We're waiting. We're waiting.
and so it is done. So mote it be. I shall set my spirit free and fly through all eternity with the light of love and peace.
And think about putting these sayings into music. Think about collaborating with someone. I think you're going to hit with someone that can bring the music that resonates inside of you. Because I hear you, when you wake up in the morning, you hear a song inside of you. Is that not right?
It is coming that way, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I see that this writings can also become songs. It can be the prayers.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I have been cultivating that aspect of myself, rerouting.
Yes.
So, yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Because you started out that way as a young girl. You started out that way with a song in your heart. And now you're coming back with it. You see that? That's the circle I'm talking about. That's the circle.
Mm-hmm.
See, as you get through our path, as we go on our, we call it age, as we go older, as we grow, as we move in our path, we are getting aware of these circles that we're finishing. We're able to see the connection. And that's what's bringing you, going to really bring about a transformation for you. Mm-hmm.
You know,
bring the circle
of singing, I was like tears almost, they're in my eyes. I remember I used to love to sing, and how stifled I was, or allowed myself to become, rather, by the influences, you're speaking of the empathy and taking on the energies of those around. And my voice was very operatic. It's become very, very like bluesy now because of the journey I've been on.
Love that.
But nonetheless, that was a healing. You hit healing notes in me when you spoke those words, and I,
because I think it was, I knew a friend who interviewed one of the our idol, Jimi Hendrix, and he said that every morning he would wake up and he would hear the notes. He would hear a note, and all that note, that resonation inside of him, he would create the song. Isn't that
Well, the notes are consciousness. They represent. It's made up of consciousness. Those tones, those notes.
Yes.
Yes.
It is our consciousness and sound.
It is.
It's a way of sound and light dividing itself into fractals of form. You know, it's into those notes or the tone that a picture, a song is made, which it's us in form.
Right.
Broadcast it, Queen.
And the notes. And the notes are the written word as well.
Yes.
To note
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all relative and contained within the essence of who I am, and I shall be more of that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right, Queen. So great to connect always with you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you for being there. My pleasure. My honor, for sure. For sure. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Yeah, that's... I love that. Just kind of reminded me of that. The division.
Oh, I can't wait to see. I can't wait to read her stuff. Her.
Oh, I know, right?
It's so incredible, isn't it? It's just so beautiful. It inspired me to talk about some things I wasn't even thinking. I was just.
Well, I think that's what we all do for each other. I mean, we.
Yeah.
We get
exactly.
Sharing that through stories. I think we had a person on. What was his name? That said, he was basically a storyteller, Tim. And I think we all are. I mean, I think stories are going to be, they've always been important, but I feel like we're updating the archetypal energy and the meaning, because the energy is shifting. So the meanings,
right.
We need new stories. You know, and,
we need new story. We need to say repackage the old stories.
Repackage, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, repackage.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at right now. It's a repackaging phase, and that's why there's a lot of perhaps things that aren't as clear for many, because it's in flux. There's out of this chaos is this new creation that's coming in to harness, but we need to get a little bit more of the story, a little bit more of the unfolding.
Well, it's like what I was saying about when I first held up a necklace and I saw all these beautiful beads, and then I realized when I was praying and holding these beads that, wait a minute, this one's very special. Look at it. Take it away from the necklace and bring it on its own, and you can see the beauty. And I think today these kids, through their phone and through their computers, they have all this access of information. It's overloading them. They're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
How can they see the beauty of one truth? How can they see the beauty of one idea? You see, it's harder. It's very hard for them to do this.
I think that's why things are shifting, where the discernment that a lot, people believing everything on the internet. So I feel that peace is coming in now, and people are asking for that, whatever age or stage.
Yes.
Are asking for, well, how do I discern this? What is, what is truth, or what is the overload? And I feel everyone is going to have to know that. With the energies that we have on the planet, just even looking at Uranus and Taurus, it is an energetic of leveling. It's a bombarding of energy. It's a higher frequency energy that's coming into that Saturnian energy that's being activated. And it doesn't turn off. You have to turn it off yourself. You have to monitor and manage it. So whether it influences being overwhelmed, or however you want to look at it, people have to learn that. There's less and less external sources saying, oh, you can only work this amount, or 9 to 5, or, it's just things are open.
Right. It's true.
It's happening
on every forefront, It is, it's time to take back our own power, our own sense of who we are. And that's part of it. That's all part of it. That's all part of this puzzle that's being redirected so it becomes a more adaptable, a more accessible, more mercurial, you know. We're all becoming more mercurial, having this world around us changing as it changes. And we need to have that adaptability. We need to have those accesses and entrances and exits more adaptable, more feasible, more usable.
And Paula, what do you think and feel helps with the adaptability, the openness to the new?
Well, the adaptability is about whether we are identifying that within ourselves, or are we able to rise above that and see that what is the bigger picture here? What is the bigger window? I had a very influential teacher. She was a witch of England, and she was able to tell me that, yes, things are dense, she said. Maybe some things are real dense, but as you begin to stretch that density with time, as you begin to pull that incident that was very, very shockable and you know, take any of them, and if you begin to stretch that over time, you begin to see that that density starts to clear. And you begin to see the lighter, you begin to see it's translucent. You can see through it as you stretch it. So everything has this translucence about it. It has that ability to change in it. Otherwise, our ability to change would not be there. We have to meet it. We have to, as I said earlier, when I used to work with people and they would call me a healer, they would put a name to it. It isn't that I was healing them, but I was accessing their health inside of them so they could recognize it and heal themselves. And that's what we need to do in our lives about adaptability and accessibility. We need to access that in ourselves, and we will be able to recognize it as we approach it in others.
That makes sense. So when I go back to that, this reminds me of what you're saying of that meeting these parts of ourselves, without resistance, and seeing what, and many times the healing is simply, it's definitely, it can be integration, but it can even just seeing an acknowledgement. And do I want to play that out? Looking at different terminals, different parts, right, within the polarity plane, when we see someone acting out, I think one of my metaphysical teachers said, well, they're doing that so you don't have to. You know, that old phrase is, when I can identify and acknowledge that which is in someone else, that could either be in me or was in me. It is in me because I'm here on the planet. I can acknowledge that, and then move on. And I can choose. I can choose. Do I want to engage, like you said, meet? Do I want to meet in that place? And I think that's a huge part of this part of the awakening and the empowerment. And I feel many are waking up to it. The people around me I know are more, they may not be using the exact same language, but I'm reading it as this, are starting to wake up and saying, I do have choice as to what I respond to or what I engage, where I meet something or someone, where I meet in consciousness, I do have that choice. Sometimes that's the only choice.
Yes. Well, truly it is.
Ultimately, That is our
but
choice.
It's very true. It is true. You know, when I used to pass by things on the highway, the toll booths, I would call them, and I would look at the guy or woman and see that they were occupying their life, a lot of their life, inside this box. And as I was giving my toll money to them, I would put a prayer in that money saying, I bless you for being in that box so I don't have to be in that box. Because you're doing that for me. And you see, that's why we are all in service of each other. If we just remember that alone, we are all in service of each other. And whether one has and one has not, it is no barrier. We are still in service of each other. And if we see that reflection, when we see that and when we see that reflection of each other, that we all serve each other, that's the connectedness. And therefore, then the transformation can begin.
So acknowledge the service. That will align things up in the transformation. That is a consequence of the transformation, is the acknowledgement that the integrate. And that's, I think, like also on the mainstream, that whole idea of essential worker. What is this? You start seeing what's really essential. What's essential for me in my life? What is essential for all of us? And can we meet there? Because what's essential, right, is intrinsic.
Right.
We all want that and have that within us.
Right.
Pretty powerful.
I saw this by living in Hawaii. I learned so much in living in Hawaii. When you're living in Hawaii, there you have groups. You have groups everywhere. And in these groups, there would be the one that does this and does that. And then one who was, say, a record taker or whatever their hat that they were working through at that point. But they just said, well, I have this idea to create something. They could drop out of that circle and go into a creativity level, and that group supports that. There is no calling it an artist. You're just creating. And that creation adds to the spiritual. It feeds. It's the fuel for them to keep creating and keep the transformation alive. And I saw this.
Get out of the label.
Clearly.
Get out of the label.
Yes.
Paula, we're winding out. Today, thank you. I'm so glad you came to celebrate in this transformation that we're all a part of. I mean, the world is forever changed.
Yes.
I mean, we had the full moon that we have, the Taurus Hunter full moon on the 31st.
Wow.
Well, no, on October, that was the we hadn't had a full moon on the Halloween since 1944.
Halloween.
Yeah.
On the thinnest
The
thinnest veil of life and
the
death.
The thinnest veil, Halloween. The day of the, yes, exactly. So we're in that energy right now, and we acknowledge the change. We have transformed. What are the consequences of our individual and collective transformation? That's where we're at. We have transmutated, transformed. Now we see.
The train of
now we play with the. Now we play with it. All right, Paula, people can reach you at ancientbling.com, right? Facebook,
that's
Instagram.
That's right, ancientbling.com, Instagram, Twitter. I'm all over the place.
Okay.
Or
perfect.
My email.
I've been loving your art, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's my love, my passion.
All right, take good care, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, sweetie, and I'm so glad to be on the best spiritual.
I love it. Well, I have everyone to thank for that. I can't lay claim to that, but thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone has co-created that. Yeah,
well,
I love it.
You're,
I love the co-creation.
Yes.
All right. Take good care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, that was Paula Diodoro, artist and wisdom teacher. You can find out more information by going to ancientbling.com, as well as Paula Diodoro on Facebook, D-O on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to connect with me further, soulplayground.life, also my YouTube channel, Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache. Subscribe, get the notifications. Videos resonate with you, let me know how your life is going right now on the soul path, and let me know how all is unfolding. And you can also connect with me on Patreon if you want to do a more personal, deep dive, in-depth connecting into metaphysics and spiritualism. All right, everyone, lots of love and light, and as always, continue to shine your light, share your insights, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake. Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific.